You're tuning in with Abby on 99.9 Live FM, guys, and I am really excited to introduce to you, there is a brand new children's book series that's going to be called Aussie Bush Troopers. And the very first book is getting ready to be released for you. It's called The Rescue of Old Bluey. And we have the amazing opportunity today to talk to Jan Morris, who's the illustrator of the book, and author Narissa Plakowski. I hope I said that correct, Narissa, on the line with us. How are you guys doing today?
We're really well, thank you, Abby.
Yeah, great, thanks.
Now, you guys are both from Brisbane, and you have this series that features wombats and pythons, crocodiles and platypuses. But really, it's the tale of three heroes of the book. So I read, Narissa, that you started this a long time ago. But before we get into all that, can you just give us a little summary of what this series is about, or even more specifically, what the first book, Rescue of Old Bluey, is going to be about?
Sure. So The Rescue of Old Bluey, it's set in country or outback Aussie, and it's a... So Boomer is one of the four-wheel drive vehicles, and there's a company of them, but they're all missing. He wakes up in his shed and realises that all the other bush troopers are missing. So he enlists the help of his best friend, Molly the Magpie, who call in Digger the Dingo, who's a great tracker, and they go on this adventure to try and track down where they've all gone to. And as the story unfolds, they invite more of the Australian wildlife to help him with the search, which is why we've got wombats and pythons and platypus and the cockatoos. So, and they, so it's just a fun adventure, and they've all got a role to play. They've all got different strengths. They all use their unique abilities to search in different areas of the forest or the bushland until they find Old Bluey. And then they have to find the solution to how to rescue Old Bluey from where he is stuck.
So it's fun illustrating.
Yeah, perfect.